Hey, Divine Ones, this is Reverend Ann Friswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We're here for day 17 of our 25 Clients in 25 Days program. Today we're going to talk about what if I'm bothering them, that feeling that if you pick up the phone and call, you're going to be disturbing someone, right? I'm bothering them. I don't want to bother them. You see yourself in any of this? Where we fall down is in picking up the phone and reaching out to someone, calling them, because the sense and the fear of rejection is so high. It's so high. And so we don't do it. We're afraid that someone's going to think badly of us. They're just trying to sell me something. They're going to think, oh, they're just so salesy. Oh, I'm just avoiding their calls because every time they call, they just want something from me, right? Or a fear of reaching out to even ask them to a connection call. People always say no. People just ignore my emails. People just ignore my requests. They don't want to. So that fear, and then you stop doing it, right? Because you create a story in your head about why someone's not responding the way you think they should. Okay, taking a nice deep breath and call in our guides and call in our angels. Call in the divine. Thank you for this opportunity to connect with one another, to connect with you, to connect with that holy, sacred part within ourselves that allows us to know the truth of who we are and what we're here to do. We are grateful, and so it is. So even though I get a little nervous thinking about, or even a lot nervous, thinking about picking up that phone and making a call to someone I don't know or even someone I do, sometimes I just feel nervous about it all together. Makes me anxious to think about calling people and asking them if they are interested in working with me. Makes me feel anxious to even think about calling someone. I might be bothering them. What if I'm bothering them? What if they don't want to hear from me? What if they're having this inner conversation and they're rolling their eyes and they're associating me with interruption and more frustration and more annoyance and more things to do? What if they're associating me with that? I don't want that. I don't want them to be thinking that's what I'm doing, that I'm bugging them. I don't want them to be thinking that I'm just trying to get them to buy something. Truth of the matter is, I just want to control what they're thinking. I want them to be happy that they hear from me, happy that I called, open-armed, welcoming. Yes, I was so glad you called. I was just waiting for you to call. Yeah. Even though I have this desire inside of my heart that that's what the experience is, I also know that that's not my experience. Sometimes I have a moment of gratitude and then move on when someone calls to remind me about something. Sometimes I'm full on grateful. Sometimes I'm just happy to hear from someone. Sometimes I'm annoyed. Sometimes my annoyance has nothing to do with them, has everything to do with other things that are going on in my life. I can give the people that I call the same freedom, the same courtesy, the same compassion as others give me. I am willing to open myself up to the possibility that they're really happy to hear from me, that maybe they were just thinking of me, and now they want to hear from me. I'm willing to consider the possibility, I'm not bugging them at all, that they're happy to hear from me. They're relieved, they're wanting. They're appreciating that someone thought about them. they're appreciating that someone thought about them, remembered them, was interested enough to call, to check in. Someone cared enough to do that. I can have a new relationship with calling people, with reaching out to invite them into my energy field, into my world. I can have a new relationship with this, a relationship that is a win-win, and not make it about me, not make it about my less than-ness, but rather about nothing. What you think of me is none of my business. What you think of me is none of my business. What I'm doing with my intention, with my love, with my energy, I can give you no greater gift than my attention and my energy and my focus. So in these next 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I'm going to give you that, a part of who I am. How may I serve? Because my intention is connection. Connection with me, connection with the divine, connection with the divine in you. And when I come from that space, there's magic. There's magic. I can do that. I can be in a space of deep and profound connection with the divine and a desire to expand that out into the world around me as I connect with you, with my curiosity, with my desire to serve, my desire to connect, not my neediness, not my hunger, not my fear, not my shit, my desire to connect. This I can do. I can connect with the divine within and with the divine without. With ease, with grace, with joy, with love. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth, and so it is. All right, nice deep breath, everybody. So have a beautiful, beautiful holiday, everybody. And thank you for being here live. Go get your divine on. All right, big hugs to you guys. Bye, everybody.